glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. When the morning comes, weeping may endure. It may last all night. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning. Hallelujah. I'll be happy when the sun comes up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'll see it better then. Thank the Lord. God bless you this morning. Let's thank you for coming to morning worship this morning, and all our visitors that are here. Those with my mom, we've been praying for Michael over there and his healing. We believe God is a healer, don't we? Amen. Amen. I believe our God can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So let's get to asking and thinking. Hallelujah. Ephesians 5:32. I know that Cupid had his day, right? It was just not long ago. I do mind, but I will admit it slipped up on me. Thanks to all my friends and relatives that remind me of these days. All the texts y'all didn't send me, thank you very much. I had to write my own. I had to borrow part of her card. I took the bow off of her card, and I made me one. I made a scroll, you know, like a scroll. Hear ye, you know. And I used her bow, and first thing she said, you use my bow. Hallelujah. But Valentine, St. Valentine, whoever that is, he had his day. But we're focused on the family this month, right, and marriage and all that. So the Lord gave me this, and I'm going to deliver it. And let's go to Ephesians 5:32. This is a great mystery. How many of you like a mystery? Hallelujah. I don't like mystery. I just go to the back of the book and find the end, and y'all can read the whole book. That's fine. I just want to know how it ends. But this is a great mystery, he says. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband. I'm going to come back to this passage of Scripture, but I'm just going to give you a text and let you sit down. I want to go to John chapter 14:31. St. John 14:31. But that the world may know. That not that my disciples may know, not that the church may know. I want the world to know. The world had their day. I missed it, but they had their day. But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, even so, everybody say, I do. You just got married. You just got married. Even as he commanded, so I do. Arise, let us go hence. I want to talk about the mystery of I do. The mystery of the church and Christ, the mystery of saying, I do. Lord, I'm thankful for your blessings today. I'm thankful for your mercy. I'm thankful for your love. I'm thankful for your commandments. I'm thankful for your law. I'm thankful that you're the lawgiver. I'm glad that you're the judge and not my neighbor. I'm glad, God, to know you through the power of your Spirit. And I ask you today to have your way in the hearts of men and women. Help us to understand the commitment of I do. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. I want to talk to you about the mystery and the ministry of a successful marriage. And I know I'm your pastor, so I know some of you have not had successful marriages. And I'm not picking on anybody here today, but I want these young. I mean, which one of you boys want to get married first? Raise your hand. That's what I was thinking. Now, I won't tell you that's going to change. It was used to be you touched her last, and now you want to touch her, you know. But when you was growing up, oh, you touched her last in school. You don't want to get married? You don't want to get married? You don't even want to look at me. Praise the Lord. That will change. Oh, I want to talk to the boys today. The girls will take care of themselves. I need to talk to the boys today. But I want to talk to you about the perfect marriage. Somebody says there's no such thing. Christ and the church was a perfect marriage. And I want to talk about that, and we'll use some of this today. Go back with me, if you will, to Ephesians chapter 5:20.
And let me just go, I think I want to go back a little bit before that, because actually he's talking about praise. Let me see where I want to start here. 18. Let's start at 18. 5 and 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be ye filled with the Spirit. Drunk on the Spirit. So full you can't take any more in. Speak to yourselves. I like that. Some people think I'm crazy going down the road. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Speaking to yourselves, singing just out of your heart, just making psalms. David was a man after God's own heart. He was writing songs about a God he didn't even really know yet, but he knew there was a God somewhere. Giving thanks always. Now, see, he's talking in this chapter to the Ephesian church about praise and giving God thanks and singing melodies in your heart. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So he's talking about worship and he's talking about praise and then he goes right into this. In verse 21, could you? Give me verse 21. He goes right in from praising and worshiping and singing songs to submitting. This is not a new chapter. This is the same flow. Submitting, he said, yourselves one to another in the fear of God. So Paul speaks first of submission and relationship between Christ and God. He said, it says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and then submitting yourselves one to another as we fear God. Submissive relationship. And then he says, this popular verse that's not popular today, wives, submit. Ain't no wives shouting this morning. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. Now I want you to know it said wives and husbands. It didn't say wives, you know, submit yourself. It's plural, meaning that that one wife, one husband, as unto the Lord. That's the only relationship that God ever sanctioned. It wasn't even man and woman. It was husband and wife. You got that? That's the one he sanctioned. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he, Christ, the man, is the Savior of the body. So first he says, wives, to submit yourself to your own husband as unto the Lord. And then he gives the reason why you should submit, because he's the Savior. You always submit to the Savior. You submit to Christ because he's the Savior of the church. The church is submissive to him because he can save the church. And it's showing here that if a wife would be in the right frame of mind and submit to her husband and he in the proper relationship with God, then it is the Savior of the body of the marriage. It's the Savior of the family. Then he gives this importance of order. And I like what Brother Gidrow said at the close. He said, God is a God of order. And so he gives us this importance of order because man is the Savior of the body as Christ was the head of the church. And the man is the Savior of the marriage and the Savior of his children. He is, because the head is supposed to be the Savior. Are you with me so far? Therefore, as the church, the bride of Christ is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, now, love, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave. I have learned that anything you love, you give to. If you don't love and you try to give, it's going to be a grumble and a complain. But if you love something, you say, hey, you want some more? You need anything else? Let me know. And so he says, if a husband will love his wife, he's going to give. He's going to give. Give himself. Gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it, this new relationship of husband and wife with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it where? To himself, a glorious church, not having spot nor wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. He's still talking about praise and glory and honor. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. Oh, you don't miss this, men. Wake up. Punch him. Tell him, wake up. Tell him, wake up. Yes, I want you to hear it. Because you're going to need this later. You're going to need this later. It said, boys, men, love your wives even as you love yourself. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh. Ooh, but he nourished it. He cherished it. Even as the Lord did to the church. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bone. We're flesh of his flesh. We're the bride of Christ. We come out of Christ. We're flesh of his flesh and bone of his bones. So easy to love the church. It's because it came out. Are you with me? All right. For this cause shall a man leave his father and his mother. Leave, that's like, and shall he cleave, right? For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and these two shall be one flesh. They cleave into one flesh. This is a great mystery. For some people, it still is. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife, even as himself. See, he comes back to that. Let every man, let every husband love his wife, even like he loves himself, and the wife should give reverence to her husband. Marriage is a covenant. Can you say amen? Marriage is a covenant that a man and a woman who will be husband and wife comes into. And it's both a spiritual and a godly thing, and it's also a legal and a worldly thing, if you will. Because when you say, I do, see, your wedding vows may differ from his. When you get married, you'll see your wedding vows, what you, and the men say, whatever you want it to say. Whatever you want it to say. You do the wedding vows, I'll just do the I do. Just tell me when it's my part. Punch me and say, wake up, say I do. I mean, this is the way it goes. And so there is a mystery, though, to saying I do. Because when we say I do, what do you do? Then what do you do? Then what do you do? And it's amazing how people can say I do and then they don't know what to do after they say I do. And most marriages fail because people didn't understand the I do. And I'm here to tell you, I am a man, and I'm just going to say this. Most marriages fail because of men. He's the head. If the head fails, it's gone. But not all of them. But many times it's the head that fails. And I promise you, if the head falls, the rest of the body's going to fall. And so we have to understand our role. Even Christ is going to marry the church, said, I go away to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. When I say I do, I'm going to be ready. The mystery of saying I do. Now, my dad had two boys, and we played trucks and army men. I mean, he and I were all boys. Now, we didn't fuss and fight, but we were all boys. Climbed trees, played baseball, went fishing, hunting, you know, whatever. I mean, we did it together. We were all boys. But it was a new experience when I had Melanie, because this was the first girl. Jerry was grown when I married her, but I'm going to get to raise a little girl, and this is going to be new to me. And I've learned that little girls grow up being submissive. It's just inside of them to be submissive. Now, I know some of y'all are disagreeing with me in this world today, but I'm just telling you, when there's something really inside of a girl to be submissive, they grow up wanting to be a helpmeet. Because I know as long as I've been around, there's been a Ken and a Barbie. I think there's still a Ken and a Barbie. Are there not? And in raising Melanie, I can remember I was Ken. She was Barbie. And Barbie was always fixing Ken something to eat.
I couldn't eat quick enough. How about this? How about that? Oh, I'm full. Well, how about some coffee to go with that? And she was, Barbie was always at home fixing stuff. She changed her hairdo 3 or 4 times a day. And her clothes too. How do I look now? She was trying to please Ken. Are you with me? It was just inside of her to want to please and to help this man called Ken. We had a motorhome. We had a travel trailer. We went places, you know. Right now, had a good time. Then Skipper come along. It's another story. And so these girls have this thing of wanting, and they learn early that sweet talk. I mean, Melanie told her, one of her teachers, I got my daddy wrapped around my little finger. And I said, she does. You'll see. Oh, Cameron, you're so handsome. You're just what I've been looking for, Cameron. You'll see. And you just mesmerized by those words. I'm telling you, if a woman would ever learn how to reverence and treat a man, he'll come home early for work. He'll be at the table. All you got to do is ready. He's there. Delilah couldn't be here, but that's how she got Samson. She wanted me to tell you, I sweet talked him. And if a woman would ever learn to sweet talk that man, you know how men are. They want to show off. Brother Buddy, I got to tell, this was funny. See, men, we talk about our occupations. You know, two men can be sitting by themselves on a bus, not even know each other. What do you do for a living? And then, well, what do you do? See, women don't talk like that. They don't ask each other, what do you do for a living? How much money you make? You got a car, you got a truck, you got a lease, well, Brother Buddy and I was out there, and you know, men, he and I, brother, all of our friends forsook us, bless their darling hearts. But I got out there and he goes, we're gonna put up this huge hog pen. He goes, I said, what do you mean? He said, where's your help? I said, I got a tractor. I got a tractor. And so he and I put that up, and we needed to drive something down. And I got this post driver. I mean, it's a bull. I mean, you got to take it up and put it up like this. Boom, you hit that post. Y'all know what I'm talking about? It's a big one. Well, not to Brother Buddy, you know. We got out there. I said, brother, that thing's heavy. Now he said, oh, that's schedule 40. I use schedule 80. I said, well, brother, it takes two people to do a schedule 80. He said, not me. Boom. Us men, I caught a bigger fish. Mine was that big. And we talk about ourselves and our strength and our, this is just men. This is just what boys do. Okay? Because they're the head. That they dominate. Right? And so the problem though is that boys sometimes don't grow up. And all the ladies silently just said, amen. I heard you. You wrote it down on a piece of paper and covered it up, and you said, amen. And so what happens is a girl is practicing submission, and she's practicing reverence for 20 years. So when she gets married, guess what? She just steps into marriage. What can I do for you? How can I help you? I got your breakfast ready. What do you need from me? I'm just telling you the truth. But a boy is so stuck on himself. I ain't never getting married. I don't need it. Who needs a woman in their life? And so they're all about themselves. They're boyaholics. Yeah. They get caught up. I'm fishing all the time. Fishing. They talk fishing. It's hunting. It's golf. It's whatever, and they're consumed by what they do. Oh, I'm going someplace, y'all. Just stay with me. And they're consumed. And finally, the boyaholic just grows into a menaholic. And so now they're still consumed with themselves, and they talk about what they do and what they got and how big and how strong they are. And then they get married and they say, I do, but they don't know what to do. And all the ladies said amen again. It's still about them. It's still about pleasing me. And they don't realize that when you find, the Bible says, Solomon said this. He said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Notice, he didn't say he that findeth a woman. He said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And this man is all about cherishing himself and his time, and it's me time and it's my time. And I spent time with you. Now let me have my time. They're saying amen out there. I hear them screaming at me, amen. I want to talk to you about the mystery of I do. And I don't want you to think this morning that I'm just favoring the women, because get ready, women, the men fix to say I do. And the reason that I'm not favoring the women, because the Bible says that the woman should submit to the man. You get to choose who you submit to. There's some of them guys you can say, you joker, you, I ain't submitting to you, and you're never going to be my husband because you're all about you. You get to choose who your head will be. And so the woman is to choose who, it ain't going to be you, it ain't going to be you. I found myself. When you find your wife, you find your husband, you are finding yourself. Women choose their head. And I have observed that girls grow up serving the men and the boys grow up serving themselves. And it looks like for a moment that I'm maybe favoring the women, but I'm here to tell you, women, you choose who you submit yourself to. And so many times that we're not careful, we get into relationships and it's just cooperation instead of submission. And there's a whole bunch of difference between cooperation and submission. You want to go to Burger King and I want to go to McDonald's. Well, if we go to McDonald's and you're going to grumble and complain and say, well, I wish I'll cooperate with you. But submission is to change your mission. Submission is to say, okay, let's go there. And when you get there, you don't grumble and complain. You're with him. Are you understanding me? That, my friends, is submission. Your mission comes under, sub, his mission. Is this good teaching, Brother Gidrow? Okay. So I want you to understand, the women need submission, but the man needs to be the right kind of head. The Bible says that, see, it's easy for a woman to give your kind of submission. Listen, guys, but Christ gave his life. Your submission doesn't kill you. My submission does. Not my will, but thine be done. What was his will? The cross. The cross, death. And so the man, if he's going to be the head, guess what? He's got to be in submission too. He's got to be submission too.